Welcome back. Brothers and sisters, comrades, former members of the Black Panther Party, we welcome Sister Charlotte O'Neill, wife and comrade of Brother Captain Pete O'Neill of the Kansas City branch of the Black Panther Party. The O'Neills left the U.S. after the fall of the party and settled in the East African nation of Tanzania, where they established a village where Africans from both countries lived in harmonious purpose. The O'Neills welcomed the brave warrior Geronimo Jijaga Pratt to their community, where the former Black Panther elder lived, married, and breathed his last breath under an African sun. As we all age into our elder days, it's important to remember that the Black Panther Party was mostly a teenaged organization of young men and women. Older members were branch captains and other officials, such as deputy ministers of state chapters. But it was fundamentally a youth group. Much of this gets lost in the mists of distant history. And even though much time has passed and lives have taken different paths, I don't know of one man or woman who regrets his or her former membership in the party. Not one. Most people remember those days as a high point in their lives, when they served their people, body and soul. They remember the camaraderie between brothers and sisters, and they remember a fierce love for the people. So we all, once again, welcome Sister Charlotte O'Neill, all power to the people, with love, not fear. This is Mumia Abu-Jamal. Thank you. Thank you all.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.